This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Fans attending Denver Nuggets or Colorado Avalanche games will soon have to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. CPR's John Daly reports.
Team officials say the new requirements for entry to Ball Arena start November 10th. Children under 12 years old won't have to follow the mandate, but they and all patrons will have to wear a mask at all times. The change also applies to shows at the Paramount Theater. An official with KSE, which runs the arena, says they consulted with local, state, and federal health authorities, as well as the NBA and NHL. He says the move shows a continued commitment to the health, safety, and wellness of those attending events. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
COVID test results will have to be less than 72 hours old. The state will offer up to 3 mental health counseling sessions for Coloradans 18 and younger, and the same for those 21 and younger who are receiving special education services. Representative Daphna Michelson-Genet of Commerce City says the counseling is free.
This is revolutionary. If we want to reduce barriers to care, we have just reduced many of them.
Lawmakers approved $9 million for the counseling to help young people cope with the pandemic. The new record for the most expensive home sold in Metro Denver was set by former Broncos coach Mike Shanahan at more than $15.7 million. Average home prices in Denver are roughly $500,000. This is CPR News.